This week we have once again closed our shul, and because we're not able to go to shul, I want us to at least spend some time thinking about some of the mitzvot and halachot associated with a Beit Knesset. The Gemara in Masechet Megillah tells us that a Beit Knesset is known as a Mikdash Ma'at, a miniature sanctuary, and as such, some of the halachot associated with the Beit HaMikdash apply in some way to a Beit HaKnesset, and just as with the Beit HaMikdash, there's a mitzvah of Mora, a mitzvah to fear and to exhibit fear and awe of the place of the Beit HaMikdash, so likewise there's a mitzvah to have some sense of fear and awe when one is in a Beit Knesset. So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe, Orach Chaim Chelechelef Sim Mem Hei, discusses the question of whether or not a blind person is allowed to bring a guide dog into the shul to help them. We understand that it's for an important purpose, but maybe that shuls are simply out of bounds for guide dogs. So his conclusion is that it's permissible. I want to share with you what his considerations are. So he starts by bringing Yerushalmi in Masechet Megillah, which tells us that Talmidei Chachamim are allowed to use a Beit Knesset for their own purposes, including for things like bringing their animals in with them. And the Gemara there, the Yerushalmi there, indicates that it doesn't really need to be a full-fledged Talmid Chacham, but even somebody who's just a little bit of a Talmid Chacham, a minor, low-level Talmid Chacham, is also allowed to bring his animals, if necessary, into the Beit Knesset. And he learns from this that the status of an animal is, or bringing an animal into a shul, is exactly the same as eating and drinking in a shul. That also Talmidei Chachamim, we learn from the Gemara in Masechet Megillah, are allowed to eat and drink in shul if necessary. And he says, we learn from the Bavli, that in actual fact, achila ushtia, eating and drinking a shul, is permitted for everybody if the shul was built al tanai, if the shul was built with this stipulation in mind that it can be used for certain things which are non-kedusha sorts of things. And therefore he points out that batei knesset in chutz la'aretz, the synagogues outside of Eretz Yisrael, have a principle that they're built al tanai. They're built with stipulations in mind that they can be used for other purposes as well. So b'shar tadchak, in extenuating circumstances, it should be permissible to bring in an animal, just as it's permissible in extenuating circumstances to eat and drink in the shuls. And he also points out that in actual fact, we tend to be lenient to eat and drink in a shul, even if it's not shar tadchak, even if it's not extenuating circumstances, but also for things which you know, are only very loosely associated with a mitzvah. You know, eating sudash rishit in shul, people do it, even though they could perfectly well eat sudash rishit at home, or having an achayim for a bar mitzvah or something like that. Very loosely associated with a mitzvah. Nevertheless, people do it. And as a side point, he mentions that even though this is a relatively new phenomena, and a couple of generations ago this wasn't done, in which case the halacha then would have been that shelo b'shat al-chak, when it's not extenuating circumstances, you can't do it. Nevertheless, there can be a slight shift in the halacha, which is going to be defined by practice. In any event, he makes the observation that certainly bringing a guide dog to shul would be defined as shar tadchak, as extenuating circumstances, because otherwise the person wouldn't be able to fulfill various mitzvot in shul. And he also makes the point that there's a psychological dimension to this as well, that if we're going to tell a blind person that they can't bring their guide dog to shul, then we're essentially excluding them from the experience of being in shul, and that is a distressing point for a person as well. So certain things can be done b'shat hadchak in batei knesset in shuls in chutz la'aretz, so he reaches the conclusion that you can also bring in a guide dog. And he actually goes on to say that he thinks that it's possible that the way to understand Yerushalmi is that Bichlal there's not a problem in bringing an animal into shul if it's for tzorech tefillah, if it's for the purposes of davening. The Yerushalmi is only talking about perhaps where you're bringing in the animal to shelter or for something like that, or either while you're sheltering or the animal's sheltering. In that case, you need to be a little bit of a Talmid Chacham. But if it's for the purposes of tefillah, then you don't need to, it doesn't need to be Shat Hadachak, and it doesn't need to be that the owner is a Talmid Chacham at all. So it's definitely going to be permissible. He's not 100% sure about that, but he certainly raises that as a possibility. Adkan.